Angry that his ex-wife was dating his best friend, Stephen Christopher Thorson began sending her hundreds of harassing emails and texts, including sexual-related questions about the new relationship. Thorson, 39, sent the messages, over 1,100 in total, from January to March 2022 until his former spouse called the police. Crown Prosecutor Rob Parker explained recently in Moose Jaw Provincial Court, where the accused pleaded guilty to leaving harassing messages. The Crown's case: many messages, pages and pages and pages, were sexually graphic and derogatory, the Crown continued. Furthermore, some messages showed that the then mayor of the village of Holfast regularly knew his ex-wife's location because her phone was linked to their children's iPad. Parker noted that Thorson may have also seen her kitchen calendar when the children let him inside her house. In one text, Thorson said he knew she and his former best friend had spent time at movies, restaurants and the man's house. "I'm not intimidating you. I'm telling you what's going to happen because of your choices," Thorson wrote. "I can message you about anything I wish. I'll do as I please. You have no control over me." Police investigations revealed of the roughly 430 messages the woman sent to her ex-husband, about 108 messages specifically demanded that he stop communicating with her. In one message, she wrote, "You're scaring me and I want you to leave me alone." "This is an offshoot of a form of domestic abuse, a form of domestic mental violence," said Parker. "This had considerable impact on her." Ellipsis. Her victim impact statement speaks loudly and clearly. The Crown prosecutor initially suggested that Thorson receive 12 months of probation. However, after speaking with the former mayor's ex-wife, he urged Judge Daryl Rayner to instead give the man 18 months of probation and 100 hours of community service, along with other statutory conditions. The judge later accepted the joint submission and imposed 18 months probation, community service, and related conditions. "Her main concern is just being left alone," Parker added. "She's not looking for him to have a criminal record after this." Defense submissions. Defense lawyer Estes Fonkalsrud provided the court with over 27 reference letters from neighbors, business owners and municipal officials from Holfast and area rural municipality defending Thorson's character. Thorson was a village councillor and later the mayor but resigned last year, Fonkalsrud continued. "He wants to remain involved in the community, including as a youth sports coach, attending his kids' school activities and rejoining the volunteer fire department." The accused has no criminal record and shares parenting duties with his ex-wife in Holfast. He has been on a court undertaking since last May and has obeyed it completely. When they were still on good terms after separating, they still entered each other's homes, including to deliver food and drop off the children, Fonkalsrud said. Moreover, she told police last year that she didn't fear for herself or her kids. "He was going through several stressors when this situation took place. This was the end of a long-term marriage where they had three children together," he continued. Thorson was struggling with depression and abusing alcohol while also mourning the breakup of a close friendship with his best bud, who denied having a secret relationship with his ex-wife. Since last March, though, he has attended several treatment programs and has not consumed alcohol. "This has been an emotional roller coaster that has put him off track," stated Fonkalsrud. "It would benefit Thorson to receive a conditional discharge, no criminal record if he completes his probation, since it's not against the public interest," the defense added. "He could remain involved with his kids' activities, cross the border as a farmer, and run for village council or rejoin the fire department." When asked for comment, Thorson said, "I'm regretful and sorry for the treatment at that time in my life. I was in a terrible mindset at that time. And I'm glad that we're coming to a conclusion and life can go on so our kids can come first and are looked after in the best way." Judge's comments. Judge Rayner said he was horrified by Thorson's messages because no one should be subjected to that type of deplorable conduct or behavior, especially a former spouse. "The victim impact statement clearly expresses how the woman felt," the judge continued. "He reminded her that she did nothing wrong and it was all her ex-husband's doing." This is a very, very difficult case for me because I have to look at your, Thorson's, past behavior. But I also have to look at the individual and the character of the individual being presented, Rayner said before summarizing Thorson's positive attributes. While he was concerned about the woman's safety, the judge still granted Thorson the conditional discharge since it was not contrary to the public interest.